What's going on, you New Year's narcissists? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so
live.
Re-recorded.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's all good. No big deal. We have a $100 super chat that was sent in last week that we never got a chance to cover.
Yes, yeah.
One of our favorite fans with the best name ever.
Yeah, but the thing is once we get right around, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got to cut things a little bit short.
Yeah, so, and this was actually a very long email and $100 yes. super chat. We can easily make a video out of this, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and let me just say, but... the reason why we decided to do it this way is because at this point, everyone who watches this show on the regular knows Chief Kickabitch of the Slapaho Nation. He's beloved by everybody, and everybody loves the Charlie stories, and that's exactly what we got here. And this particular one is called When Charlie Jr. Called Back. Let's see what's happening here. During the meeting in Charlie's attorney's office, I realized that Charlie's motive for leaving his son those 8 years of accumulated returned letters was to destroy his ex's relationship with her son.
Oh, I remember this story. This is a good one.
I mean, it's not like she did the same thing to him.
Yeah.
Turnabout's fair play. It's obvious I doubt he foresaw that the kid would ask if he could call me, but since he did, I did what Charlie would have wanted. Exactly what you should do. That's what friends are supposed to do. I had decided 6 months ago that if Charlie Jr. ever called me to discuss his father, I would talk to him to finish the job Charlie had started and completely destroy his ex-wife's chance of ever having a relationship with her son. I was going to drive a stake through her heart and stuff her mouth with garlic before burying the head separately. This is all metaphorical.
Sweet! that is like the typical 101 way to kill a vampire. I love it.
You're damn right. Wow. towards that end, I put together a list of every question I could think of that he might ask. It turned out that it was the ones I failed to anticipate that let me administer the kill shot.
Well, that's typically how it goes. Do you know how many times I've rehearsed shit in my head and it never plays out the way it's going to?
Always. You can rehearse everything, you can plan it all out, you can practice your speech in the mirror, but at the end of the day, shit's going to go down how it's going to go down.
That's right.
I decided a few months later that I would do as Charlie would have done and show mercy to his son and cut him in on what would have been his inheritance if he deserved it, because what he did to his father was not entirely his fault. In early December, he showed himself to be one of the biggest a-holes I ever knew.
Ouch. Well, there you go.
On December 3rd, Charlie Jr. called me back and asked if I decided to talk to him after all. I said, sure, Junior, what do you want to talk about? He protested that his name is Charlie, and I told him that Charlie was my best friend's name and he has not earned the right to have me call him by any name, let alone that one.
Dude, that is a great answer.
That is how you put someone in their place and let them know they are not in charge of the discussion.
Well, yeah, no one is entitled to respect.
No.
You earn it.
Exactly. I love when people are just like, you need to treat me with respect. Like a woman you've never met in a date. I'm sorry, who the hell are you to me?
Yeah.
For all I know, you could be one of the lucky 33% who invited me out to just give you a free meal. So earn the respect, and by the way, earn the food that's going in your mouth, and if you're lucky, you'll get dessert.
Dirty.
It's a nice creamy filling.
Yeah.
So for the duration of our conversation, he would be Junior, even though he hadn't earned even that. He asked me what I thought about the contents of the 100 or so letters he inherited. I told him that I had no knowledge of their contents, so I could not address anything in them. Hmm. All I could tell him was that every word was the truth, because Charlie always told the truth, and he meant every word, since he was very careful to be clear about anything that was important to him. I was shocked by what he asked next, but I should not have been surprised. He wanted to know why his father cheated on his mother.
Oh,
and
shit.
Why he was such a bastard that he never sent child support.
Here we go.
Yeah, anybody out there had this lie peddled to their kids that they only see 4 days a month?
Yep, it's very common, actually.
There you go. I asked him where he got the idea that Charlie was the cheater, even though I knew the answer. His mother told him. I was furious at first, and then I smiled a Grinch-like smile because he had just given me the means of burying that nasty, can't-understand-normal thinker, although not written in that particular way.
Yeah.
I said that I was too pissed off to continue talking to him that afternoon, but what I would do is immediately send him scans of all the records from his parents' divorce and financial records proving his mother cashed the child support checks so he could determine for himself who the cheater was and who deprived him of his father.
Or who the fucking liar is.
Woo! That should answer all his questions about why his parents' marriage ended and that I would not talk to him further until he read it all.
Mm.
Wow. He called me the following morning and asked why his father cut him out of his will since Charlie knew that it was his mother's doing that he never got his letters. I kept my cool, resisted asking him just how stupid he is, and told him that I have the return receipts proving he signed for every letter his father sent after he moved out of his mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
He did not consider the fact that Charlie paid to have him located, proof of his love for a child who was not even his to begin with. If he threw those letters away, that was his problem. If he read them, that was even worse. Had he responded, he would have been the heir to 8 digits.
Wow!
An exaggeration to guarantee he would hate his mother. Your mama done screwed you over when she lied to you, Junior.
Listen, I'm a big fan. Like, if your kids are disrespectful to you, and you cut them out.
Charlie told me that he was willing to have a father-son relationship with you if only you had called him at least once, even though you were not his son. That set him off on a profanity-laced tirade, but he stayed on the phone and demanded to know what I was talking about.
Mm.
I told him to fire up his computer and pull up the file I sent him. When he was ready, I directed him to the pages from the motions Charlie had his lawyer file in an attempt to force his ex to return to Connecticut with him. Then I suggested he read his mother's response where she denied under oath that he was Charlie's biological child. "Who's my father?" he wanted to know. "Ask your mother if she can remember."
Oh, my God.
"I don't know, and Charlie never knew how many men she cheated on him with. Unless you have anything else you need to ask me, until after you take care of this new business you have with your mother, we're done for now."
Nice.
"You may call me after you do that."
Wow. This guy's handling it like a champ.
Absolutely. He's putting the kid in a position of discovering the truth for himself. He's not giving him everything.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you should do, because discovery always trumps disclosure. Always.
Yeah. Well,
if you find out that somebody is cheating, it's a hell of a lot more damaging than them telling you, "Hey, I made a mistake."
Yep.
You know? It turned out he did have one more bit of business. He needs money to catch up on his child support payments. Charlie has a 6-year-old grandson he never knew about.
That's okay. That is beyond forgivable.
Yeah,
I'm serious. That is it. I might have been on the fence a little bit about helping the dude out. Now I'm my opinion. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was ready to go off on him, but for once, my brain was firing on all cylinders, so I kept my cool. After asking him how far behind he was on his child support payments, which is 10 months, I told him that if he gave me his ex's address and phone number, I'd see what I could do about the situation, but did not explain what I meant by that.
Mm.
I got the information and ended the call. That little shit. I know for a fact that he is the son of Charlie's body, but I could not imagine my younger self being friends with him. He's not getting a fucking dime of his father's money.
Nice!
It is what it is.
All right. All right. Now, this is just my opinion. All right. So, if I was the executor for a close friend's estate and the wishes he left behind are the wishes I will execute, I won't say, "Well, he would have wanted this." He's not fucking here to tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. So it is what is, and another thing I would do is I would take the bank statement showing all the money, send it to him saying, "This is the money you're not getting because your mother fucking did this horse shit." Mm-hmm. Take it up with her. We're done. Bye.
And it seems like that's exactly what's going to go down here, unless there's a plot twist. You know, he's going to go Shyamalan in the end. We don't know. My wife, Sir Keith, and I were too paralyzed with grief for what Charlie had had taken from him to move, but we were able to instantly make a couple decisions about Charlie's son and grandson. We were originally going to do what we could to help Junior by telling him everything we could about his father, but my Sir Keith said something I had never heard her say before.
Ooh.
Fuck him!
Yeah! Yeah, that's exactly what I say.
You know that if a woman is uncomfortable with that word and she drops it, she really means it.
Yep.
Like I always know, my mom hates the F word. Hates it. But every once in a while, she'll get mad enough about something. All of a sudden, you'll just, fuck! I'm like, that's it, Mom. Let it out.
Well, I was
Tell
there.
Me how you feel.
I was there when she was got banned from Costco.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah.
This fucking motherfucker. I'm like, whoa!
She
whoa,
was so
Proxy
pissed.
Mama. Whoa!
Long story short, employees at Costco screwed up. Okay, they sold my mom a case of something for the price of an individual, but it wasn't clearly marked on the kiosk. And she paid, and she left. And then, all of a sudden, one day, she's there shopping for something else, and they fucking hunt her down and drag her into a room like an interrogation victim, and then try to grill her about the theft.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, you guys fucked up. It's on you. Mm-hmm. Accept the loss and move on. In other words, suck a dick. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Sorry about this.
Oh, it's all good. We're going back here. So after she said, fuck him, she went on to tell me that we're going to do everything we can to give Charlie's grandson the best future we can because Charlie would have put everything into him. We overnighted a letter to Denise, Junior's ex, explaining who we are, why we contacted her, and invited her to call us, which she did. The first thing she told us was that our letter was a surprise because Junior had told her that his father died when he was 10.
Huh.
He must have forgotten that when he gave us her contact info.
Seems like there's a bunch of lying going on in there.
Whole lot of lying. They met because of drugs, and she quit by white-knuckling it as soon as she found out she missed her period.
Mm.
That's usually a pretty good wake-up call.
Yep.
Junior never got fully straight, and that's why she took her son from Cheyenne to Austin. It also explains his eyes in the lawyer's office. She's got no contact with Junior's mother, and her own parents cut her off a decade back when she hooked up with Junior. I love the justice of it.
Yeah.
Dee Nice took Edna's, Charlie's ex-grandson, away from her the way she took Charlie's son away from him. Wow.
Karma.
And anyone else shocked that another dude raised by a single mom had turned to drugs?
Yeah.
Anyone else painfully shocked?
I'm totally shocked.
Yeah, didn't think so. We left for Texas on the 6th to meet him on December 9th. Charlie III is so much like his grandfather from looks to unconscious mannerisms that Sir Keith cried. He has Charlie's smile. We stayed for a week on the street in front of the apartment building they live in. Charlie's prestige motorhome went from White Elephant to Blessing. While there, we enrolled him in the Waldorf school to start after the holidays. Jesus Christ, it cost almost as much for a year as I paid for 4 years at UConn.
Wow. Yeah, that's excessive. Oof.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the price you pay now to avoid public school brainwashing. That's why the collegiate brainwashing is now cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Charlie was loaded, so now we know what to do with it all. We're going back to see them after Christmas to move them to a better neighborhood closer to Chuck's new school. We're still being cautious with our support and insist that she pays as much rent as she is currently paying, as we will only be making up the difference. That's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as we all know, women become accustomed to a particular lifestyle.
And then they want you to pay for it for the rest of your goddamn life.
There you go. He's handling this very smart. We attached a few strings to our support that she agreed to since most were for Chuck's benefit, one of which was that she break Junior's balls by going after him for delinquent payments and all payments going forward. If he goes to jail, that's just T.S. Elliot.
Tough shit.
He might even get straight. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
Edna called me on December 4th, and of course, she was livid. She was screaming obscenities and creative combinations that even Benny never thought of. When she calmed down enough to be coherent, she threatened to sue me for slander. Slander? What slander, I asked. You told my son he's a bastard, she screeched. I administered the coup de grace and said I never told him that he was illegitimate, even though he is a bastard in more ways than one. I just sent him a copy of the documents you filed with the court in which you swore he is illegitimate. Are you telling me that you lied? Damn, I always knew Charlie liked his women dumb, but this is beyond anything I ever even heard of.
Wow.
This is the second box of shit you got sprayed with this year. You can try to lie your way out of it, but you just lost your son. I then borrowed from Pop. It's a long, lonely time between 64 and 80, so you better stock up on boxed wine and kitty litter.
Yeah! Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And then told the bitch to eat shit and bark at the moon before hanging up on her.
Fitting. Fitting.
Yeah, we may have to retire this just after this one.
That was good.
That is beautiful.
And listen, don't... don't backstep.
No.
All right. Listen.
Women don't like the competition.
Well, no. The thing is I understand he's your best friend's son, but he's already been corrupted, lied to his entire life. And, you know, it caused an insane amount of pain to your buddy.
Yep.
And you should not forgive that. Now, listen, I you know, I'm not that guy to tell you peace and love and forgiveness. Not that guy.
No, you're not.
I am not that guy. All right. So I understand, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, his son's mother, don't ever talk to that cunt again.
No.
You've done it. You said your piece, which was the truth, and just let it be. And there's really nothing that she can do to sue you.
No.
Because you literally showed her the documents that she swore to in court. She's got no case.
No. And especially, you know, if she were to try, be like, well, she said in court, so now are we talking perjury? Because depending on the state, I mean, I'm sure there's a statute of limitations point, but at that point, any legal case that she were to try to file from then forward would be taken with a fraction of a grain of salt.
Yes.
Once a liar, always a liar.
I mean, this is a shitty situation. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. It's terrible. And but we got a lot of kids out there thinking they know everything and they want to do it themselves. And, you know, I've talked to probably a couple hundred guys who lost their kids and then the mother slowly poisoned them against the father and he's out of the picture.
Happens all too often. Yeah, man.
And listen, and don't reward those kids with one fucking penny of your fucking, you know, your estate.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, because once you get beyond a certain age, I'm sorry, you can't pick your family. And at the end of the day, people are people, mm-hmm. whether you're related to them or not. And people do stupid things. They act on bad information. And even when they're given the truth, they still... they just get caught in that cognitive bias, and they hear what they want to hear.
Yep.
And even if you lay it all out on Front Street and you prove to them beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is what's happening, accept it. They choose not to.
Yeah.
It's really pathetic. I mean, just...
because it's not their truth.
Think about every time you have seen, just in the last few months, somebody driving down the street in a car by themselves wearing a mask, and you see exactly what I'm talking about. It's right out there for anyone to see.
Fitting, fitting. And listen, I appreciate these types of emails. If anybody else has anything similar, send it to us, and we'll do a show on it.
Hell yeah. Because, hey... we're here for you guys, and these stories help other dudes because it's way too easy to look at yourself in the mirror when shit's going bad and think no one understands you. Who am I going to turn to for help? Your situation, I guarantee you, is not unique. And yep. if you can find out how somebody else played the long game to come out of it victorious on the other side, it can help you.
That's right. That's why we do what we do.
You're damn right. And that's why there's 502 lives on the board, bitches! We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.